When the members of L'Epetamine head into rehearsal for a new play, they don't have a script. They don't have a director. What they have is an idea and roughly 500 years of comedic history behind them.
And when you whap me in my hunched back with a slapstick, then people don't go, oh my God, what horrible thing is happening. They're thinking of Daffy Duck. And I don't know if there's any sense of the guys, Warner Brothers, being, you know, we should recreate it. It's just that there's a certain thing that works that I think has passed down long enough that part of the vaudeville that they were stealing their gags from was the commedia that vaudeville stole its gags from.
No Punchbacks is based on Punch and Judy, the traditional British puppet show. The three actors create eight characters, writing, directing, choreographing, and composing the original script, songs, and dance numbers. That's Christy Rollup singing the role of a coquettish French sausage. It's that kind of show. She also plays a giant-fisted baby, manhandled on stage like a life-sized puppet by Greg and Abigail Maupin, who play Punch and Judy. Judy is a shrew, Punch is a fool, and they fight a lot.
That's not very nice, Mr. Punch.
The process begins with a large piece of paper, soon covered in brainstormed gags. The jokes, like Punch throws the baby out the window, are refined into scenes in rehearsal.
Yeah, I should probably explain to the audience why I say, I should probably explain why the situation was upsetting. Baby falls out the window one time, shame on baby. Baby falls out the window several times. Eventually, wife starts to become more homicidal.
Punch and Judy's slapstick has roots in Italian commedia dell'arte. Greg calls commedia the sitcoms of 16th century Italy.
Semi-improvised pieces that were done by mask performers throughout Europe in that era. Incredibly influential on like a lot of especially early Shakespeare comedies and Molière all come out of that.
These masks cover more than half of the actor's face, so movements have to be large and precise. Abigail says working in masks is a whole body effort. It's technical, not emotional.
Well, and you can't be a method actor when you're doing this kind of thing. Feeling stuff does not help your performance.
Oh, no.
It actually makes it worse. The minute that you start getting into your character and crying or whatever, you lose your technical ability to use your body, to be presenting a picture.
The masks aren't just a nod to history. They make the violent characters seem less human, more like cartoons, or, as Greg says, like the puppets themselves.
And there was some, there was a question as to how we could translate this sort of whapping each other with sticks and throwing the baby out the window. That is a tradition of these puppet shows that little children laugh at in the UK. Can you do that with people? What does it turn into then?
The actors work hard in rehearsal to make sure audiences don't have to do homework before the show.
The nice thing about theater is that historical basis doesn't make much difference. What's happening in a room full of people on a given night is the only thing that really matters.
No Punchbacks isn't an academic exercise. It's 500-year-old jokes filtered through a Looney Tunes lens.
It puts the dung in Bill Dunk's Roma. No. It's not funny, but it's that kind of show.
Erin Keane, WFPL News.